Hungry girl, guilt-free fries and ice cream swirls. Tips and tricks from hungry girl, 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 girl. Cause it's a hungry world.
I'm so hungry.
Beach edition.
Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
We're at the beach.
Yay.
I think we talked about this, and even if we didn't, we decided to do an episode from the beach.
Yeah.
And you would think that we would be doing all beachy foods and summery items, but no, we're only doing beach finds found at the Ventura Sam's Club. It's a Sam's Club episode, but it's Sam's from the beach almost. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like 7 miles from the beach.
7 miles from the beach. It's in the 805.
Yeah.
Okay. Very exciting. It feels like we sound different too.
Yeah. Well, it's a bigger room, so it's a lot of echo, but I can fix that. You might not hear it on the final cut.
It's good acoustics. Should we sing?
Well, maybe. I was going to say, should we like put in some ocean sounds?
Oh, well, we could just open the window.
Open the doors. Anyway, but we're really excited. This is a Sam's Club haul, which we haven't done in a long time.
About a year.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And I was sneaking a peek at all the stuff that you schlepped into my house.
How'd we do?
You did amazing. And this is just like a total, like, last minute fly by the seat of our pants episode.
Yeah.
We have no notes.
But we have great stuff. I don't know if we even have breaking shoes. Do we have, what you got?
I threw together something. All right. Starbucks has unveiled a new array of beverages and treats. The first one is a Summer Berry Starbucks Refresher Beverage. So that is basically it's raspberry, blueberry, blackberry shaken with ice and poured over popping raspberry pearls. So that sounds pretty good, right?
What?
Then they have a lemonade drink. It's a Summer Berry Lemonade. It has a zesty twist combining summer berry refreshers with lemonade over the same burst of popping raspberry pearls during the previous one. They do have a dairy-free option. They have the Summer Skies drink, which is a creamy coconut milk base mingling with the vibrant raspberry burst of the new pearls. And then there is... Nope, that's it.
I kind of zoned out while Mike was talking.
I'm thinking about the pearls.
Then he would say pearls and I would get interested again.
Are you still talking?
No, I just, the last thing was that they're available now. And it says while supplies last, but if it's a summer refresher, why would it be while supplies last? So it shouldn't be like
maybe they have like limited numbers of pearls every day.
And then they also have some new treats, probably not Hungry Girl approved, but they have an orange cream cake pop and a pineapple cloud cake. Which
we make a two ingredient.
Perhaps with that exact name, I feel like we have like a pineapple cake in a mug.
Copycat.
Yeah.
Didn't we have something like that on the cruise?
I don't even know. Oh, wait, can we just get back to the pearls?
Yeah.
I want to know if this is like popping boba. You know how there's like popping boba? I'm curious. If it is, I love that. And they can't be, you know, too far away from getting regular boba at Starbucks.
Yeah.
But I do like those popping fruity bobas with like little juice inside.
And I'm looking at it. Hang on.
Does it have juice?
Oh yeah, that's boba, right?
Oh yeah, totally.
And so that makes sense because boba places are popping up everywhere and it's probably, you know, tapped into Starbucks's revenue. So now they're like, we're going to do the same thing.
Wow. Do we even have the calorie counts
of any
of these?
We do. So this is not bad at all. A grande is 160 calories.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, and you can do, they're finally, remember for a while they went away from the customizations, but maybe, let me check. It used to be it would adjust the calories as you adjust it. So you can do light lemonade instead of like, you know, like not as
instead
much,
but now
it doesn't address it doesn't.
But you can save if you tweak, maybe we'll tell you how to do that. That's awesome. I'm going to try those.
Yeah. Too bad we don't have them right now. But wait, no.
Was like, are you hiding them? I didn't see you walk in with them.
No.
All right. Well, we're going to jump right into some of the hot food. I think we have three hot dishes. Let's start, I think, things off with this butter chicken that I heard so much about. That is a refrigerated item. It came in a big giant pouch.
Yes.
I think we need some forks and knives.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
While Mikey goes and grabs some forks and knives, get us a sharp knife for the other one. Okay, so this is Member's Mark, which is the Sam's Club exclusive brand. Butter chicken. It's authentic Indian-inspired cuisine made with wholesome ingredients, heat and eat, fully cooked already. And I was pleased to see, because it sounds like something that would be kind of heavy, but...
Because it has butter in the name.
Yeah, but let's look at these nutritionals. 5 ounces. 180 calories.
What?
10 grams of fat. And Lisa, wait until you see this. So, Mike, you know more about this than we do. Is butter chicken, like, it's not a soup. It's not a stew. It's like, it's chicken.
Chicken, yeah.
Wait till you see how much sauce is involved.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh.
That is soupier than any soup I've ever
seen.
Wait,
I think we need a spoon.
And oh, wow. We made. I'll go get one. I feel like I'm a server today.
You, sorry, Mike.
That is 80% sauce.
That's actually, we need two spoons because we have other things. Oh, no, we need one spoon. Sorry.
But
false alarm. That it looks like, it does. It looks like a chowder.
Like a chipino.
Yeah, like a creamy chipino. Yeah. It looks crazy.
Yeah. But the good news
since you are a server, this is so fun.
Assuming it's great, that's perfect because it means you could throw in like frozen veggies or,
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Wow. Look at all that sauce. I have to lick that up. So this is, it looks like white meat chicken. And this came in the fridge section?
Correct.
And how many servings are in that giant container?
Let's see. About six.
Mmm. I just took a bite. That's terrific.
Mm.
It's slightly spicy, like very mild heat, but the chicken itself, very like perfect chicken breast.
That is excellent.
Very tender.
I do enjoy Indian food, and I think normally this would be over rice, so the rice would sop up some of that sauce.
That's cauliflower rice. It would be so good.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's a good introduction to Indian food if you're not sure if you like it, because it's not very polarizing. It's not too spicy. It's not that different. It's really just like a creamy, yummy, flavorful chicken.
It's so pleasant.
Yes,
normally
it is.
I don't love Indian food, I have to tell you. This is great.
Yeah. So, by the way, guys, we're going to have the points on this episode available on the Foodcast page because, again, flying by the seat of our pants, we don't have the points values yet. So that will be at hungrygirl.com/foodcast. But I'll tell you a little bit more about the nutritional information. You get 5 ounces, 180 calories, 10 grams of fat, 14 grams of protein, not too much added sugar, only 2 grams added sugar. And again, it's the Member's Mark Butter Chicken.
Yum.
And Lisa, you did mention earlier before we started that we're going to be taking some of this home. Can I have that?
If there's any left.
That's true.
Aren't we having that for lunch?
That's a good point.
It's so good. Okay, next up, let's do another chicken. This is looks like a teriyaki chicken, a frozen item.
This is very cool. It's a frozen item by our friends at Tyson. This is grilled sweet teriyaki flavored chicken fillets, but wait, it's thigh fillets. You never see that.
Oh, thigh meat.
Yeah, teriyaki thighs. Well, a lot of times you do see dark meat in chicken teriyaki, which
but you don't
much
see it
to my
a
chagrin.
Fillet, yeah. You know what I mean?
That's true, but I mean, actually, they don't call it that. They're trying to make it sound fancy. Yeah. But usually, like, if you go somewhere and they have teriyaki chicken, it's usually dark meat. But I love that they're upping their game by calling it a fillet.
Yeah.
I love chicken thigh.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Jamie's been a big chicken thigh eater.
Should I throw this over? Oh. Oops.
Hang on, that's happening.
Do you need me to serve?
We're so far away from each other.
Do you want to
pass the plate to Mikey and he'll serve us.
It looks so good. Because it's kind of like caramelized.
Thank you. I love our. It sounded like.
Oh wait,
sounded like I was saying thank you for saying the chicken looked good. Like I made it. I did it. That's delish.
Wow.
Yum.
If I got that at a restaurant, I would be thrilled.
That is excellent.
It really is good.
We're having a barbecue in a few weeks. I might just buy that. Like,
don't tell everyone. They're obviously listening.
Don't tell people.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I'll erase that. That won't. It's in there.
Here's the deal. Each 3 ounce portion has 140 calories, 6 grams of fat, very little added sugar, 3 grams, 17 grams of protein. Awesome.
And
love
it was frozen.
This.
Frozen, right?
Yeah. It's the Tyson grilled sweet teriyaki chicken fillets. It's fully cooked thigh fillet with teriyaki glaze.
I would never have guessed that was frozen. Like, does not taste like frozen chicken.
It does taste like restaurant chicken.
We microwaved it. We didn't even cook it up in the oven. Like, that's microwaved chicken.
Nuked to perfection.
Yes.
Next up, something else we may have microwaved. It looks like, I was looking at the salmon, but we're not doing salmon. We're doing crab cakes. All right. Crab cakes. These crab cakes were, I was staring at them in the oven. These are frozen crab cakes, right?
Yes, they are.
And how do those show up in a big box?
A medium-sized box. Okay. You get, I think, 6 crab cakes, so it's not like you don't have to commit so wildly. Mm-hmm. These are Member's Mark handmade crab cakes. I've never understood that being a talking point, like a selling point.
They're not crab-made.
Yeah.
Claw-made.
Wild-caught crab meat and panko crumbs.
Hmm.
Not bad.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I did get a piece of crab shell.
Oh. It's handmade. It's gonna happen.
It's shell, it's claw made. No, it's very crabby.
Yeah. Limited. It's almost like a giant lump of delicious crab with like just a tiny bit enough to.
Right. It doesn't. Is it super high in carbs or no? Is it mostly protein?
Well, it's not, but it's not super. Okay. First of all, would you say that's like half a baseball?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I was going to say it looks like half a baseball, not a softball.
Yeah.
Baseball.
So it's not a tiny crab cake. But it's 170 calories, 11 grams of fat, 11 grams of protein. The ingredients, I don't know why this makes me sad. The number one ingredient is blue swimming crab. Like, why do you have to tell me its activity level?
That's so terrible.
But isn't blue crab considered to be like one of the more like sought after ones? Like,
I think so.
Yeah, so that's good.
Second ingredient is mayo. That's why it's a little higher in fat. Mm-hmm, but it's creamy and yummy, and I thought that was great.
I like it.
Yeah. Member's Mark, handmade crab cakes.
Yum.
All right, we're moving away from the heated items, but we do have another protein item. Should we move on to this guy?
Yeah, I thought that was heated. It's not?
No.
It's cold?
I just realized, should we have heated this?
Is it supposed to be heated?
Isn't it frozen?
No.
No, it was a refrigerator section.
Oh, does it tell you to heat it? It was a salmon thing.
It was next to like the smoked salmon, like the lox and stuff. So I don't think it's meant to be cooked.
Oh, well, you probably have it anyway.
We're going to try it as is. So what this is smoke roasted salmon bites. So you get these little trays of salmon chunks already cooked. And it comes with, how cute is this? You get these little packets of honey mustard and Mississippi style barbecue sauce. And look at this, Lisa. Teeny tiny tongs.
Oh, wow.
That's cute. Is that just like a novelty? Feels like a novelty.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point?
Well, we're going to find
out. They're cute. Do they work?
Let's see.
I bet they expect people to take this like on a picnic or something. And so this is a way they don't have to bring little tongs with them. It comes with it.
Why not use a fork? I mean, they're cute. They are cute. I like them. I like that it's a novelty tongue. Wow. I might just use the sauce from the butter chicken.
No, we got to give it a fair.
Okay. Wait, how many sauces does it come with?
A Mississippi barbecue.
Okay.
And then a honey mustard.
How come there's only 2 pieces?
Oh.
What do you mean?
There's 3 of us.
No, that's Jamie's.
Oh.
She's passing it along.
I see.
She's going to pass it along.
I wasn't going to share my 2 bites.
I thought she was a sous chef and preparing it for
us. She is not doing that. Mike, you're going to have to prepare my salmon bite sauce. Well, extravaganza.
Jamie's doing the hard part right now. So
right, she opened it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Wow. Looks pretty good.
Yeah. You can never have too many pre-cooked protein options to keep in the fridge. People forget what a good, like when you're hungry in the middle of the day, what a good option like protein is.
I think so too. I totally agree.
What are we going to try first?
I don't know.
The barbecue or the honey mustard?
I think... Well, look at this. I got barbecue in the honey mustard.
Actually, it might be good mixed. Yeah, she needs 2 pieces, 1 per sauce.
Okay. Ooh, he just dropped that right into the barbecue.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to have it anyway. Wow, that barbecue is smoky.
Oh, okay. So starting with
barbecue. I didn't taste anything other than the smoky barbecue. We're going to start with the barbecue. Well, the salmon itself is very good. It's smoked.
Yeah, it makes sense now. Mm-hmm. This is not like a piece of cooked salmon you get. It reminds me of whitefish, you know, like when you like,
right. It's like, it's almost cured.
Oh, it's yummy.
It's good. It's very flavorful. It's very salty.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's yum. I'm going to try the honey mustard now.
Yeah, that's really good.
Oh, I like the honey mustard.
I like that a lot, but you have to know what you're getting going into it. That is not like cooked salmon. That's cured salmon.
But it is not raw by any
stretch. Correct. It is cooked salmon. Yeah. I stand corrected. Mm-hmm. So this is by Arctic Fish. It's smoke roasted salmon bites. And let me give you...
If you like smoky fish, you will like this.
And you know, you mentioned at the beginning of the episode that this isn't really like a beach themed episode. We had 2 seafood items.
You're right.
So it's kind of...
This is chilled salmon is beachy.
Yeah.
Crab cakes are beachy.
Yeah.
I see some other things.
The barbecue thigh meat.
That's kind of beachy. Right. Okay. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
I sit corrected. All right. What does it say on that box? Anything?
Isn't everything a beach food if you eat it at the beach?
That's true.
Yes.
Okay, so the salmon itself. Oh, that whole pack. That's a big serving. That whole package, that whole tray, which is about 4 ounces, is 200 calories, 12 grams of fat. It is 650 milligrams of sodium, 22 grams of protein. And then when you add 4 teaspoons of honey mustard sauce, it only adds 50 calories and 3 grams of fat. Okay. And then when you add 4 teaspoons of barbecue sauce, it adds 20 calories and no fat.
Nice. Yeah. What a good little option. Mm-hmm. It would be a good little addition to a salad.
I was just thinking that'd be so good on a salad.
Chilled.
I realized we've been calling it the beach, but
the shore
for the East Coasters,
it's the shore.
We're down the shore. Yeah,
I used to call it the beach on the East Coast.
Really?
Except Jersey calls it the shore.
Yeah.
I guess.
I always try to tell Mike, I'm like, are we going down the shore? Says. He's like, Jamie, not a thing. Not a thing here.
Down the shore.
It's the beach.
All right. What's next?
We've got no plan.
I'm looking at a whole pile of items.
Just look at something. What
All
do
right,
you want to
I'm try? I'm looking at that.
This?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's, by the way, that is the thing that was given to me for my birthday.
Oh. Somebody
so
loves you.
These. Somebody gave me these as part of my birthday gift. But why don't you tell them what it is, Jamie?
Bum-ba-da-dun. Planters cashews dill pickle flavored.
I believe this was a Breaking Chew a while back, if I'm not mistaken. I could
You're
be wrong.
Probably not mistaken. By the way, Lolly and Bam Bam are here, and Lolly is just like clawing at me.
Lisa, I'll do anything in the world to make this happen.
What?
Can we play the Lolly and Bam Bam song?
Yeah.
It's the best song ever.
Yeah.
Lisa has a friend who is an amazing songwriter who, as a gift for her birthday 1 year, wrote a song, and I believe there's an accompanying video.
There is.
About Lolly and Bam Bam. I still, to this day, can sing half of it.
It's the best.
Well, we love Lolly.
Let's put it at the. Well, I'll put it at the end of the episode after you say "chew the right thing." It'll be right at the end there. So
perfect.
It's the best song ever.
Yeah, don't fast forward. Just listen to the rest of this episode.
Yeah, don't fast forward. Whatever you do, wait for us to try the cashews. Yeah. Lolly is scratching me. I'm wearing shorts and she's scratching me. Lolly, what do you want? I think she wants the salmon.
Oh.
Lolly, it's smoked. You probably shouldn't have it.
Yeah, too much sodium.
I'm sorry, sweetie. It's just not good for you, honey. I'll give you something else. Poor little baby.
Cashews, much like chicken thighs, are something I discovered later in life.
I love cashews, but I like my cashews plain. Mm-hmm. Although these are excellent.
Wow.
I will say this. They were given to me as a gift. I opened the bag and then they disappeared. My friends and family ate them all.
Wow.
Did the person
really
who gave you the gift, did they take it home?
No, they just ate a lot of it in my house. They were visiting.
I like, this is not overly dill pickle flavored.
It's perfectly dill pickle flavored.
Well, the cashew is so powerful that it's hard to overpower a cashew or cashew.
I love it.
I'm looking at the description. It says picked from cashew trees. I'm like, duh.
I didn't even know they came from
actually,
cashew
trees. Actually, I guess it is. But did I get loud all of a sudden?
The echo.
Oh. Anyway, these delectable little wonders aren't little at all. We only choose the most satisfying large cashews and roast them to perfection. Real dill and zesty seasonings.
I was going to say it was big.
Yeah.
It was a big cashew. I mean, not like huge. I was afraid of it, but it was big. Yeah. I mean, it was.
Would you be
like
afraid of a large nut?
It was big enough. Maybe.
You get 1 ounce, about 15 pieces for 170 calories, 13 grams of fat, 2 grams of sugar. This is very similar to just ordinary cashews.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And it's Planters cashews, dill pickle flavored. By the way, most of the stuff, we don't know if it's all Sam's exclusives.
Yeah, well,
some of the stuff we'll talk about. So far, I think many of them are, but the Planters cashews for sure you can get in a multitude of stores.
All right. Next
What's
up,
got your eye next, Lisa? That
those gigantic flying saucer sized carb chopper tortillas.
Wow.
That's like the biggest tortilla I've ever seen.
Jamie was so excited when she saw that.
I mean,
I picked it up and I didn't even expect it to be like anything low calorie. And I couldn't believe, I mean, we have to, is this a foot? Hang on.
I don't know. I always say it's trampoline.
I mean, a cup. Do you have a ruler?
Oh my, it's bigger than.
Take a picture.
It should say.
Crazy. That is like. What is the diameter of that? 8 or 9 inches?
They're good.
I think even more. That's almost a foot.
It is not a foot. It's large, though.
We don't need them.
Maybe it's a small foot.
So this is Santa Fe Tortilla Company's Carb Chopper, whole grain and flax tortilla wraps. They are a high source of fiber and omega-3s. Only 5 net carbs per tortilla and 8 grams of protein.
How much fiber? 8. I don't know if I believe it. That's ridiculously good. But put it in the butter chicken sauce for an added bonus.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking that'll be my lunch today is the chicken wrapped in this.
It's so... do we believe these? Do we have to take these to the lab?
Well, I think we should pop it on a scale to see if it's really 57 grams. I mean, you know, they do the whole game with the fiber and they subtract. Mm-hmm. So it's really 140, you know.
It tastes great, though. Like, there's no aftertaste. Sometimes there's, like, a weird... Yeah. I don't know. These are amazing. Yeah.
And a lot of times these high-fiber tortillas can have, like, 15 grams, and then you're like, okay, what is happening here? This is not a crazy amount of fiber. It's Santa Fe Tortilla Company, 100-calorie tortillas, 3.5 grams of fat, 8 grams of protein, 8 grams of fiber.
What is the... What are they filling the fiber with, like inulin or whatever, chicory root? What's the...
Look how far you've come. You know all the words.
All the good words.
I mean, ground flaxseed, whole wheat flour, wheat gluten. That's what it is. Yeah. This is so heavy.
Yeah. Wow. I really, really like those. I want to believe the best. I want to know more about that company. Yeah. I want Jamie to just do a deep dive into this company right now.
Right now? Okay, while she does that, I like to talk about the scan and go feature at Walmart, which I did last time. Sam's Club. They're the same. They're right next to each other, too, by the way. So they have this thing called Scan and Go. If you have the app, use it because you don't have to stand in line. As you pick up something, you scan it on your phone, put it in your cart, and then at the end, you just hit the checkout button and you just walk right out.
What?
It's amazing. You never have to see a checker. I mean, you have to...
But how do you know it was scanned? Like, if it wasn't scanned, do you beep or something?
So, I don't know. Well, there is somebody that stands at the door that looks at your cart, like at Costco, to see if you have enough items. And you know, it asks you, did you buy 15 items? And you know, you count to make sure and you click confirm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, my deep dive has come to an abrupt end.
What? There's no website.
Santa Fe Tortilla Company. You found us. The Southwest's finest tortilla maker welcomes you to our website. We will have a new site soon.
No, there's nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Well, I still love them.
Yes, me too.
All right, what's catching my eye now is that giant bag of veggie puffs.
Oh, wow.
Which, by the way, they say veggie puffs, but it's like a giant pillow size of mac and cheese puffs.
Yeah.
So where's the veggie?
So these are Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Puffs, mac and cheese flavored, baked, never fried, no artificial flavors or preservatives.
Wow.
Let's see what the veggie situation is. Yellow cornmeal.
Oh.
Let's see. The very last ingredient is vegetable powders. Spinach, carrot, tomato, red bell pepper, cauliflower.
I do want to point something out. Two very ironic things. They're called Garden Veggie Puffs, and it says Sensible Portions. The bag is bigger. It's taller than I am, and there is no vegetable in sight. But that's okay. That's called good marketing.
Okay. Guess how many of these poofs, as I like to call them, you get for 140 calories. Guess. Whichever one of you is closer gets a prize.
37.
28.
55. Lisa,
what?
You
are
right.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Nothing sensible about that.
Wow. What do I win?
55 veggie puffs.
55 veggie. There's a lot. This bag has 14 servings. I threw at least 35 on my plate. Hold on.
Wow.
What does it say? Enlarge to show texture. Oh, these are good.
Yeah, really good.
They really look like they're shaped like mac and cheese. I love those.
Wow, that's outstanding.
The texture is amazing.
Yeah.
Speaking of mac and cheese, total tangent here. We did see a Chef Hack item there, but it was a Chef Hack mac and cheese, high in calorie, high in fat. But they missed the boat. It should have been Hack and Cheese.
Hack and Cheese.
My joke of the day.
All right. So those 55 puffs, 140 calories, 8 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein, 15 carbs. Yum, yum, yum.
And as much as I like a salty snack, I could not finish that bag.
This is new. It is Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Puffs, mac and cheese flavored. Check our hungrygirl.com/foodcast page to see where they are sold.
Do you have a big bag?
Because why it's open?
It tore.
Yeah. We'll put it in a bag. Just eat every... Well, we have a clip, too.
It might take us like 19 Ziploc bags to...
Probably. Well, at least 14, 13. Okay. Hopefully it won't spring open. All right. Next, are we going sweet, savory? We still have some more savory stuff, right?
Do we? Where?
I don't know.
A trail mix is like sort of sweet and savory.
Well, are we ready for a beverage?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this kooky looking like a macchiato situation. Caramel macchiato. By the way, the most popular coffee flavor.
Is it macchiato?
I believe so. It's the most Googled coffee flavor.
It's the coolest name, you know, like cappuccino, you know, cappuccino. I agree. But macchiato is it's like the king of beverages.
Here, I'm going to... Look at these fancy cups we have here.
Oh, cool.
Look at this. Let's talk macchiato. Here, Jamie. Will you pass this along to your lovely wife?
I can take that one.
I think I might need the box. Hang on.
It's right there. The box
smells really caramelly.
Okay, so.
So let's talk. It's like double shot or something.
The brand is called Frozen Bean Frappe Blends. Twice the caffeine, double shot with only 5 grams of sugar. This is the Premium Latte Frappe Mix, Caramel Macchiato. They're little packets.
This is like the best thing ever.
Wow.
Well, this is...
Oh my gosh.
This is the best thing on the planet.
What the
I'm
heck?
Just saying.
Wow.
That's
70 calories. And first of all, wait, and what?
Only 5 grams of sugar.
And how much fat?
I think maybe 3, Mike.
I'm looking and I didn't realize
this is the best thing. This is way better than anything you get at Starbucks.
That's unbelievable.
Do you know what's funny? When we bought, it was the first thing we saw. And at first I thought, because it could go either way with a 70-calorie stick pack. And I said, this is one of those things that Lisa might try. And like, if it tastes like a Starbucks drink.
What?
Yeah.
So what's funny is it says 2 times the caffeine double shot, right?
Right.
The directions give you the option of pouring it into water or coffee. Can you imagine?
In case you want 3 times the caffeine. Wait, does it tell you how much caffeine is in each stick? Maybe it's only 2 times the caffeine if you pour it into coffee.
I would love to do a taste test with some random person with this and a Starbucks caramel macchiato. I think this would win. Yeah, for sure.
So 114 milligrams of caffeine per packet. I thought coffee was like 80, no?
I thought it had 55. Mm. I don't know. Maybe look that up. I just ate another cheese puff.
Hey Siri, how much caffeine is in the average cup of coffee?
She's silent. I would put that in coffee, though.
Hey,
Siri.
Because
it doesn't taste strong.
This is so
delicious.
Hey,
Siri, how much caffeine is in the average cup of coffee?
An average cup of coffee contains 95 milligrams of caffeine. This answer is from Healthline.com.
Wait, so how much does this have?
55?
No, 114.
Oh.
Oh.
But this says twice the caffeine.
Of what?
Of what? Double shot.
Maybe
a latte?
I don't know.
All right, whatever. It's delicious. We're happy.
Yeah.
Maybe an espresso shot is less than a cup of coffee.
I don't know. I'm keeping that box, whatever.
Yeah. Here's the story. This is Frozen Bean Frappe Blends. Is it frappe?
I call it frappe, but some people say frappe.
Frappe.
My mom always called it a frappe, which means nothing because she calls everything by the wrong name.
So cute. There's a banner on here that says World's Smallest Cafe. Ultra premium latte and frappe mix. And again, let's look into this and find out if these are available everywhere. Maybe they're on Amazon. And you can enjoy them hot or cold. We had it cold.
Oh, let's see if it's available everywhere. Go look. Look. Okay.
I'm looking.
Well, she looks. I'm going to grab the next item. It looks like a Kodiak granola bar.
They're on Amazon.
Wow.
They are.
And there are other flavors.
Other flavors.
Oh my gosh. Hang on, hold the phone, all flavors. Oh my gosh, Lisa, you're gonna flip. What? You're gonna flip. Birthday cake.
What?
Eggnog.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Mocha cappuccino.
And they're manufactured in Rancho Cucamonga, California. They're local.
We're going there.
Yep, it's happening.
All right, this is so exciting. Now I yanked off a piece of a Kodiak s'mores granola bar. No, I don't understand. Is this a new product?
There's actually two varieties. There's s'mores and chocolate chip. The deal is these are like protein bars.
Were there two in the box? Do you just memorize in the box? Should we get the other one?
It's chocolate chip. Okay. So these are Kodiak chewy granola bars, s'mores flavor with 7 grams of protein.
Wow.
Doesn't have a ton of flavor, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's funny. It says protein packed. Which I guess for like a chewy granola bar it is, but 7 grams is not protein packed.
Mm-mm.
It's protein appropriate. Yeah, laced. Laden, I don't know.
It definitely has that Kodiak taste. You know how Kodiak has a different flavor than most?
Yeah. You're right.
I love that the bear is waving at you on the package.
Aw, cute.
Yeah.
I always wanted a bear to be in my jacuzzi. Didn't you always get jealous when you see people come home and there's a bear in their jacuzzi?
No.
You didn't? Well, I don't like when the bear is in the house in the fridge.
Yeah.
That's too much for me. But the jacuzzi? I mean, I don't know. Anyway.
I just get an image of that lady who was like, remember that like a year ago, she knocked off the bear. Like the bear was walking on her fence.
Yeah.
And she like knocked it over.
With her hands?
I think a stick, like a pool stick or something.
Oh my gosh. A pool stick?
Or not pool.
Like a pool net?
Pool net thing, yeah.
I thought you meant she was like.
She was really a.
Eight ball, corner pocket.
Yes. Bear right there in the left pool. Anyway.
We've got another beverage. Should we do one of these?
Oh. Let's wait. Let's save that for last.
All right.
Only because it's a kombucha.
It could go sour.
I don't know. I don't
Well, that's why you can't do it last, because you got to end on a high note.
Yeah. But won't it cloud the flavor of everything else we eat after it?
All right. Let's do a few more.
All right. Let's do a couple more. What is that? What are those things that say yogis?
Okay. So this is Nature's Garden Probiotic Mixed Berry Yogis. So yogis are, let's see.
Is it like a pouch of yogurt covered goodies?
Yeah.
Well, some of it. So this is a blend of yogis, which I think are like something covered in yogurt.
So I get I eat yogis. So the one I have is like a strawberry covered with yogurt. Like it's
So it's like a chewy fruit snack covered in yogurt. Yeah. And then that's mixed with peanuts, hazelnuts, cranberries, blueberry fruit cubes, cashews, and pepitas. And what's fun about this for a trail mix is it is single serving packages with 140 calories, 9 grams of fat.
That's great. It seems like there's a lot in there. I wonder if you get one of everything in that little pouch.
Pepitas are pumpkin seeds, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did they like change them. The name of them to pepitas so it would sound cooler? So that, because growing up it was like pumpkin seeds. You just had pumpkin seeds.
I think just pepitas is another language.
Yeah. Definitely in Spanish, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it seems like it.
But is pumpkin isn't pepita in Spanish. It's calabaza. No, that's a...
calabaza?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, now she's trying to stuff it back in the bag. Maybe we just need a new bag.
You take this, all right, and Mike on. And I will pick.
Okay. Oops. Oh. It's flying out. Oh, these are... Wait, where's the yogurt?
It's on you didn't get one, maybe?
I got maybe...
It's on the... Yeah,
cranberry.
That white one.
Mine fell in barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I got a little barbecue yogurt thing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like these.
Chewy, crunchy... Mike, you say you eat these?
Yeah, I have just the yogurt with the fruit thing as a snack sometimes. Yeah.
Yogis themselves come alone. Mm-hmm. And this is the trail mix version.
And this is probiotic. So like how much probiotics are in here?
I can't imagine a ton. It's just, you know, yogurt is a probiotic. You know, it has all that stuff in it. So
yeah, they're good.
I like it. I feel like I like it more than you do, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, they're... I don't dislike them. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff in it is very flavorful, like that little cube of something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but it's good. I think kids would love these.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
You want to repeat the name since you've got the package in front
of you? I do. Nature's Garden Probiotic Mixed Berry. Actually, it's Yogis.
No, it's Yogis.
Are you sure?
No. But Yogis sounds terrible.
I know, but it's Yoggies, like doggies. If it was Yogis, it would be Yoggies.
But then I wouldn't have that yogurt, you know, connection, you know?
Okay.
Because you don't say yogurt.
You don't say yogurt. Wait, but it says Yoggies. Froggies, doggies, Yoggies. I don't know. Okay,
maybe
Yogies.
Is it the O with the two dots?
No.
Well, that would be Yoggies.
I don't know. Anyway, they're good. But I'm eyeing something else that I'd like to try.
What's that?
The Pop-Tarts Crunchy. Yeah. First of all, I have to say I did last night have movie night here at the beach and we watched Unfrosted.
Oh,
have
good?
You seen Unfrosted
yet? I want to. It's Jerry. I want to.
Okay. We should have started the podcast with this.
Okay.
Everyone must watch Unfrosted.
Yay, it's good.
It is the cutest, most pop culture filled, fun romp with so many cameos and
every comedian's in it.
Everyone is in it and Jerry's amazing and there are so many little Easter eggs. It is just the most fun movie. And of course, I Instacarted like 7 boxes of Pop-Tarts and we all had little bites of Pop-Tarts.
Aww.
That's hilarious.
And by all, I mean me and 2 other people. It was not a big movie night. It was just my husband and his friend. But it was good. Very fun.
All right. Next up, Pop-Tarts Crunchy Poppers. These come in two flavors, Frosted Brownie Crunch and Frosted Strawberry Crunch. And they're in single serving packets with 110 calories, 2 grams of fat, 9 grams of sugar. What do you want to try first?
The fruit.
I really want to know if they are so beautiful on the package with like little colorful sprinkles. Do we think they're going to look?
Let's see.
They look like little Pop-Tarts.
Identical.
Wow. Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're so cute. You need to watch that movie tonight.
Here's a question.
Oh, and look, it's like jammy in the center. It's.
Can we toast them so that they get all crispy like a Pop-Tart?
No, wait, you know what
they're already crispy.
They are. They look like, what do you call that? Combos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boom.
It's great.
These are delicious.
Yeah.
They do taste like Pop-Tarts. They're fun. Not as good as a Pop-Tart. I like my Pop-Tarts unfrosted.
This is a very satisfying haul. I'm filling up.
Do you like frosted or unfrosted Pop-Tarts?
Frosted. I think you're insane to like unfrosted. Better. Like it's, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta go frosted.
That's not okay.
No. This tastes like a Tootsie Roll, the chocolate one.
Totally. Wow.
Like a crunchy Tootsie Roll.
I could eat fun product.
Both of those bags right now.
They're good.
Upset with myself, but I would do it. Okay.
All right, we've got two things left.
What are they?
Kombucha, no sugar kombucha, and crispy coconut, crispy rolled blueberry items.
Oh, let's do the kombucha.
Okay.
So. You didn't want it last. We have to go out with more of a bang.
All right.
You can tell I'm not excited about the kombucha.
Would you like to start with the raspberry lemonade?
No, I'm just kidding.
Or the mixed berry?
You pick.
Let's do mixed berry.
We have new.
So this is Remedy Kombucha, no sugar, mixed berry flavored, naturally flavored. 5 calories a can.
5 calories. That I do like.
So it's interesting. It starts by saying organic raw kombucha, which the second ingredient is sugar. But then it says no sugar remains after their traditional long-aged fermentation.
What does that even mean?
Because the sugar turns into like alcohol maybe or something.
Here we go.
I don't know.
Oh. No fizz.
No, a little fizz.
Limited fizz.
That was good.
A little bit of a splash.
That was nice.
It's pretty. That's always a start.
That was nice ASMR.
It was ASMR. It's beautiful. Should we toast?
Smells really good.
Toasting from afar. It does. Cheers. It looks like a little champagne in these glasses. Yeah. Cheers, cheers. Gotcha.
Great. We'll just air cheers. We're too far away.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh.
Yeah, I like it.
No, it's better than most. If you don't like this, you'll hate real kombucha.
No.
This is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like alcohol to me.
Mm, it's good.
It does not taste like actual kombucha.
No, I like it.
Yeah. Should we do the second one or we go with, should we like have a.
Should we quit while we're ahead?
No. Let's try the second one. Okay. Look at me liking, wait, shh. That was beautiful. Wait, what flavor is that?
Raspberry lemonade.
Mixed berry was really good. I would actually drink that. Does this have kombucha qualities?
Well, there's a 12-pack in your fridge. Yeah,
I think we'll leave them here. Cheers. Good, too.
Yeah, it's a little lighter on the like bite.
Yeah, I like it because it's tart.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't taste like fake sweet at all.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it sweetened with? Erythritol. Is that bad for you?
Yeah, I only had a little bit. Erythritol I'm okay with if I don't have too much. I can have a can. If I had like 2 cans of something, I would be in bad shape.
Don't do it.
Okay. Jamie's smelling the next item.
It smells so good. But what wait, first let's just recap. That's Remedy Kombucha, no sugar added.
Yeah, 5 calories.
Next up. Ava Organics Organic Coconut Crispy Rollers, which I think we've had before, but this is blueberry flavor.
Look at the picture on the bag. It looks like a beautiful like ice cream cookie in lavender. Hold on, I want to.
So good. All right.
I want you to pass that whole bag.
Let me give you the deets first. You get 7 of these for 150 calories, 6 grams of fat, 8 grams of sugar. And like, Lisa, can you describe for someone that doesn't know what these are, what they
are? Yeah, so they look like those, you know, those round ice cream cookies that looks like a tube. You can almost use them as a straw. You could drink through them. Yeah. And by the way, I'm only looking at the beautiful picture on the bag. I've not even like peeped inside the bag, but I'm expecting them to be gigantic and purple.
What are those things called that you were just talking about?
I thought they were ice cream cookies, but I don't really know. Wafer?
Wafers.
Wafer. Okay, they are not, they are big, but they are not purple. They don't look purple in any way. But wait, did you ever hear about that? I don't know. Some people use this to drink their coffee through like a straw.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, they have, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Maybe at like fancy cafes.
Fancy.
Mm. Do you like the plain coconut ones better?
Yeah.
They're so good, like special by themselves. I don't know if it needs
They're a little sour.
Flavor.
Not a lot of blueberry.
Mm. It's okay. They're not bad. They're fun.
Well,
kids might like them.
If that rave endorsement has you running to Sam's Club, it's Ava Organics Organic Coconut Crispy Rolls. Rollers.
Rollers.
All right, the fun part now is going to be, because that it brings us to the end of our haul.
How do we even know
now
where
we have to try and go back and all right, let's see.
Do you remember the order? Because I sure don't.
No, but we're going to do our best.
I thought you were keeping notes.
Well, I mean.
I think
I have an idea. So we're going to start with the butter chicken.
Yep.
Okay. Maker's Mark butter chicken. This is refrigerated, authentic Indian-inspired cuisine made with wholesome ingredients. What do you rate it?
I'm giving that a 10.
Wow.
Like all things considered, how unexpectedly delicious, how slightly spicy, but not really. The white meat chicken, 10.
Wow.
It's a 10.
Wow.
Amazing.
Am I wrong?
No. I would have given it a 10 too. I'm eyeing it for 10. My lunch.
All right. Then I believe we tried the Tyson grilled sweet teriyaki flavored chicken fillets.
Those were very good. 9.
Yeah,
they're 9.
I'd agree with that.
They're very, very, very good. They're better than most frozen teriyaki. Like sometimes you get that like strong, pungent, weird, chewy. I don't know. It was good. Solid
good.
Thighs.
Yeah.
Solid thighs.
They work out.
Much unlike myself. Very nice.
Moving on. Members Mark handmade crab cakes.
I am giving those an 8.
Okay.
I think they were good.
Yeah,
solid.
Good. Yeah. They were coming after some pretty all-star
if
items.
If you're a crab cake fan, you're going to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're going backwards. 10, 9, 8. What's next?
We had our salmon bites. Is the package out here?
Yeah, right next to you.
Yes, I think so.
We had our Arctic fish smoke roasted salmon bites.
I'm giving those an 8 as well. They were solid. And if you like flavorful, sort of salty smoked fishes, you will love it.
Yeah. And if you're going on a picnic or out here, you go to the Hollywood Bowl and you can bring some food in, like that's perfect.
Yeah. And I do want to say, you know how sometimes you can get like the boxed smoked salmon that's not like lox like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of icky.
It's
usually.
Like gelatinous kind
of.
Yeah.
And like dark. Mm-hmm. This is like beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
She's
8.
Pretty. All right. Now we're just going to go in whatever order I like. So next up, we're going to do the tortillas.
Oh, the tortillas.
Santa Fe Tortilla Company. 100 calorie tortillas.
If they are, in fact, telling the truth, I give these a 10.
Wow.
With the caveat that if they're lying, they get a 0.
Yeah. So it's a 10 now. It might not be a 10 on the Foodcast page. I don't think we'll have the info by then, but it won't.
We're not going to really send it to the lab.
But here's the thing. Even if that was 140, wouldn't you still think it's like a 9?
Yeah. Okay. Between an 8.75 and a 10. A 10.
Next, let's talk about Planters Cashews Dill Pickle Flavor.
Delicious. If you like dill pickle flavored nuts, 9.
Yeah.
Rad.
I would have given them a 9.5.
Okay, 9.25.
Now we're going to our...
Oh, I don't need to win.
Sensible Portions
Garden Veggie. I said weigh in.
Oh, they said
not win.
My sports teams are so bad. I'm so used to not winning. So I thought you said not win.
Hey, I won the Kentucky Derby.
Really?
Just saying. Yeah. We'll talk about that after. But I did. I placed a bet.
People, stay on focus here. Right. Stay on message. Next up, Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Puffs Mac and Cheese.
I loved these. Oh, they're... Well, that fell out. That means you have to eat it. I'm giving these a 9. And that's a lot for me for these, considering I slammed the fact that they really don't have veggies and that it's not a sensible portion. It's a bag that's big enough for me to fit in it.
All right. Next, we're going to rate the frozen bean caramel macchiato situation, latte and frappe mix.
This is not the beach talking, but a 10.
Wow. Oh my
That's
gosh.
A 10.
This hall. It's because I went with. Usually I don't go with.
It is. I'm never going alone again.
All right. Next, let's talk about the Kodiak Chewy Bars.
Kodiak Chewy Bars.
Protein.
Protein. I'm giving those a 7.5.
That's good.
All right. How about the Yogi Trail Mix by, what's the brand? Like Nature something?
Yogi. Yeah. Nature's Garden. 7.5.
I think it might be Nature's Turn.
Oh, Nature's.
This is what happens when
Nature's
we
Garden.
Oh, okay.
Powered by plants.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Powered by yogurt. 7.5.
All right. How about the Pop-Tart Crunchies?
Well, because I saw the movie last night, I'm giving it an 8.5. Normally, I'd probably give it a 7.5 or an 8 because they were good, but not as good as a real Pop-Tart.
Okay. Let's talk about the kombucha.
I'm shockingly impressed with it. And so I'm giving that an 8.5.
Nice.
Sweet. I feel like we must have missed something, but next up I have the Ava Organics Organic Crispy Coconut Rollers.
Seven. That was the lowest of the haul, but I think. But still pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I think you got everything. I'm looking at the table. I think you got everything, Jamie.
That was 13. Didn't we get 15 items and one of them was a salad just for ourselves?
Yeah. Okay, so there's one more that we didn't rate.
What's that? What did we forget?
The kombucha you did, the Pop-Tart.
Oh, we have a frozen dessert item that we forgot to eat.
Yay!
Oh,
all right. So if you're still hanging on
if
here.
You're still here.
I'm not going to. I think we just do this right now. We don't like move it over and edit it into the main portion of the haul. Yeah.
We're doing it
now. Oh, yeah. Okay. Full disclaimer on this next item. Reese's makes the exact same thing. And I believe we've tried it. So now, Jamie can tell you the product here.
This is in the freezer aisle, True Fru Nature's Bananas, frozen fresh with peanut butter and dark chocolate. 100 calorie servings. So you get two of these for 100 calories.
Ooh.
Oh. This is not what I was expecting.
No.
They're like fully covered. I thought they were going to be just like light layer of chocolate. Yeah. These are like. These look like chocolates that you would get in a box.
Yeah, and this is exactly how Reese's comes.
Seems kind of a lot for 50 calories.
I would be lying if I told you these are not in my freezer at home.
Seriously?
Yes, I'm obsessed with these.
Oh,
these
really?
These are 50 calorie banana coins covered in peanut butter and chocolate.
Yes, these are the greatest things.
Worth it? Worth everyone? Oh, their faces. The faces I am looking at.
The reason why they are in my freezer at home is because I'm obsessed with them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best thing. Sorry, Reese's. I love you, but this is better than the Reese's version.
Wow.
Because the banana is chewy. It's like not icy.
And you can taste peanut butter.
And the chocolate.
Yeah.
10.
Wow. What? No, I was going to ask what the rating was, but you just told me.
10.
I'm drunk on peanut butter.
Wow.
Wow. This may be our best haul yet.
It's close.
It's good. It's up there.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
We should definitely give away a prize.
Okay.
I know what it should be. If not now, then very soon, our extremely popular issue of Hungry Girl magazine, 20 Minute Meals, is back by popular demand. It's the same issue that came out about a year ago, but it is being re-released in stores and online, and we're going to give away a copy of Hungry Girl magazine, 20 Minute Meals.
Great. And I do want to reiterate what Jamie said, and I'll say it again, because some people like go and rebuy the issue and then they say, we've seen this already before, but it is just a re-release.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a new thing.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of magazines are doing that now,
yeah.
Especially like the ones that come out like a few times a year, they will re-release.
Right. Because this is not like a monthly magazine. These are special issues that come out, special themes. So the 20 Minute Meals one was so popular. This is like an if you missed it, if you didn't buy it the first time around, now's your chance.
Exactly. So we're giving it away. All you have to do is
text anything. Should it just be anything?
I think they should text their very short review of Unfrosted.
Okay.
And if you haven't watched it, just let us know you haven't watched it yet.
Either text your review or just say I didn't watch it to 805-380-8075.
Awesome.
We're going to eat like kings when this episode is over.
And then we're going to sit on the deck and catch some rays.
Yeah.
I'm going in the water, even though it's only 48 degrees.
You are not going. Are you going in the water?
No,
because I was
going
to put video of that on the show page.
If I was, you know, in college or high school still, I would totally run in there right now, but not this age.
Okay, good. I'm glad. All right. Well, thank you. And thank you guys for coming to the beach. And thank you guys for tuning in. We're coming back when?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks. What are we doing?
We don't know yet.
What? Okay. No. Well, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, and I hope you will too. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.